around the world. We are the best
in right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gaydash. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gaydash, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Two maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but court. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Burton is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burton lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7, 30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
My name is Riley Jackson, a sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
A very good late afternoon, early evening to all of you. This is Jack Kramer along with engineer Rhett Jish on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck McBee's voice will not be heard today or tomorrow. He is in Florida. Rhett and I have got the state semifinal in girls division four for you here today between the Jackson Center Tigers and the Waterford Wildcats. Jackson Center 23-4 on the year, having earned a couple of state titles in 1995 and 2001. Waterford 24-3 on the season, defending state champs in girls division four. Waterford last year defeated Fostoria St. Wendling 29-27 in a turnover-marred state championship game after St. Wendling had beaten Jackson Center by 10 in the state semifinal, a game in which Jackson Center played the much taller opposition very close for 3.5 quarters before falling in the last 4 to 5 minutes of that game. Don't really figure either team expected to get this far in the state tournament here in 2016-17, although the Jackson Center ladies have won 2 straight Division IV state volleyball crowns, got to the Final Four last year. Of course, Waterford won it all last year. But when you stop and think of the fact that Jackson Center graduated 27 of its 37 state semifinal points, you scratch your head thinking, how did the Tigers get it done? Well, these seniors for Jackson Center are indeed exceptional. And I'm talking about Cameron Elkert, Miranda Hickey, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware. Don't forget Olivia Clark, a big cog in the middle, and Kennedy Reese has become a dynamo defensively on the outside. She made the key interception at the end of the game as Jackson Center at Minster, and also nailed a big three early in the fourth in that game, which cut Minster's 6-point third quarter lead down to 3 right away at the start of the fourth. Yes, Nicole Fote, Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, all seniors a year ago, and they did knock home 27 of Jackson Center's 37 points in the state semifinal loss. Tigers need to turn that around and come back to Shelby County with a victory tonight over Waterford here today. Waterford, a team which won the state championship a year ago and in the state semifinal scored 52 points in beating Willoughby Christian, and gone from that team last season are Aaron Roush, Danny Dreyer, Mariah Starkey, and Reagan Porter, as they drained 28 of Waterford's 52 points in that state semifinal victory last season. So gone from these two clubs are point makers, young ladies who scored in the state tournament last season, but quite a tradition in basketball at Jackson Center and at Waterford as the Waterford Wildcats return to the state Final Four. It's the third trip to the state semifinals for Waterford. In fact, the third in a row. Waterford did it in 2015 and 16 as well. State runners-up was Waterford in 2015, you may recall, losing to the Fort Laramie Redskins that year. Jackson Center, as we noted a few minutes ago, won state titles in 1995 and 2001. Fourth year for the Tigers here in the state semis in 95-01, and of course the last two seasons, 16 and 17. Big win by Jackson Center over Minster in the regional final. Big win by Jackson Center over Tri-Village in the regional semifinal. Jackson Center, 2 years in a row now, has pulled off what a lot of people would have considered to be upsets in district and regional play. But don't put a thing by the seniors. They have met every task in volleyball and basketball and have responded extremely well. Head coach Jeff Reese has done an outstanding job coaching the Lady Tigers. I can think back to the game against Minster. His substitution patterns in the second half were amazing. Enter Alicia Kessler, right away points. She got spelled by Olivia Clark, right away points. And Jeff's thought process and taking the air out of the ball against Tri-Village, we wondered about at the time, Chuck and I did, but it paid big dividends. It shortened the game, and it really limited the output from the two superb scores for Tri-Village in that contest. And, of course, against Minster, Jackson Center clogged up the lane extremely well. And let's don't overlook one big factor in Jackson Center's success. It's high percentage free throw shooting. How about this? 20 of 25 for the game against Minster, 15 of 19 in the fourth quarter. And we had the opportunity following the Jackson Center Tigers regional championship win over Minster to talk with Cassie Meyer of the Tigers, and she highlighted the fact that, yep, the Tigers play under a lot of stress, but really don't feel it. We feel the tension in the stands. You players at the free throw line, do you shoot foul shots in your sleep? Is that how you get it done?
I have to admit, we do have a little free throw secret, but I'm not going to share that with you, but...
You say the team's got a free throw shooting secret.
We do, but I can't share that with you today.
Well, yeah, as Chuck is telling you here, your defensive job on Rosie Westerbeck was outstanding in this game. Two straight drives by her at some point in the second half. You had hands on each of the shots. I don't know how many deflections or blocks you had in this game, 8 or 10 anyway, a number of altered shots. You're just amazing, the whole team, unbelievable. Two straight championships in volleyball, the state final four last year in hoops. I know the Tigers had all the confidence in the world heading into this game tonight, right?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we play each game like it's our last, so I think that mentality is just what drives us.
Oh, my goodness. So well said. Playing each game like it's the Tigers' last. Quote from Cassie Meyer, you talk about a recipe for success. Tell some pro and college players that, huh? And also put a clinic on for them on free throw shooting.
All right, we'll see about that.
You're a marvelous distributor of the basketball out there. Yeah, we rely on you for points, do the Tigers. But at the same time, you find the open player. You're so unselfish. You know when to give it up, and you know when to take the ball to the hoop. It's a sixth sense you have. Were you born with it? How have you developed it?
I don't know if I can really answer that. I mean, it helps when your players are ready to go and ready to shoot. So knowing that they're out there ready to go, it's a big help.
Okay, put into words head coach Jeff Reese's game plan for the Minster Wildcats, the number 5 team in the state of Ohio in girls division 4, a club that beat you 62-48 at Jackson Center back on January 10th. What was the strategy? Tell me.
I mean, like I said, we have to play like it's our last, so they're a very, very talented team. I know they're coming off of a lot of injuries, so yep. That was one thing. We had to exploit their weaknesses.
And what were those weaknesses?
I mean, I know Lindsay, she has a wrapped hand, so I mean, you told me that has to be difficult to dribble with, so that was one of the things. Multiple things, because nobody's perfect, so we were ready
to
exploit what they had.
Well, you bottled up Courtney Pringer, only 3 points for her in the middle. She is an outstanding 6'2 sophomore.
She is phenomenal.
Allie Fisher didn't get a shot at guard. I'm not sure who was responsible for that on Jackson Center's defense. We don't recall her taking a shot the entire game.
Yeah, that would be our point, Kennedy Reese. She's an amazing defender.
Oh, and how about Kennedy Reese's free throw shooting and the interception to seal the deal at the end of the game?
Yeah, I can't put into words how I feel right now. When she did that, I just knew. I knew that we were going back.
And how about the two W's, winner and where?
Yeah, they're great. Kristen's so intense on defense, she can get the job done. And then Vanessa's such a great shooter, so going back and forth between the two, they're a threat.
Oh, yeah, Ware's defense against Tri-Village was suffocating.
Yeah, I know. She is amazing.
And winner tonight with two big threes in the first half for you.
Yeah, that's it. We're not just a one-dimensional team. We have so many aspects, so if you shut one down, another door opens.
Cassie Meyer of the Jackson Center Tigers in a post-game interview after the Orange and Blacks regional championship win against Minster. We failed to mention Cameron Elkert there in that brief conversation with Cassie. And Cameron, a stabilizer. She's an outlet at the offensive end, very scrappy on defense, does a lot of talking out on the floor. And when she spots up, gets her feet set, she can drain the three from any place on the court. Big win by Jackson Center over Minster, as we noted. The Wildcats were ranked number 5 in the state, higher than that for much of the season in the AP polls week after week after week. Rosie Westerbeck, first-team All-State for Minster in Girls Division 4. Other seniors graduating from that team, Haley Balmer, Lindsay Rutgerman, Allie Borgerding, Savannah Luthman. Minster with a wealth of talent and experience back next year, the Wildcats will be heard from. The day belongs to Jackson Center from Shelby County here at the Girls Division 4 State Semifinal. The opponent, Waterford. These two clubs, no strangers to the State Final Four. As we alluded earlier, they were here one season ago. Waterford won the whole shebang. We'd like to let you know here on scoresbroadcast.com, we are on the web, online, thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body CarStar, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years. Go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime, thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. 498-7282. On the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, gratitude to them, on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com since last March. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, we've got post-Minster game comments with Tigers head coach Jeff Reese coming up in just a few minutes around the corner. We're about 3 or 4 minutes away from pregame introductions. One of our sponsors, an important one here before the start of this game, is the In-Between, located in Botkins, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Jackson Center Tigers victorious over Minster on a night when Kennedy Reese scored 12 points. Cassie Meyer added 6. Cassie was outstanding on the floor in terms of rebounding and assist making. She was a facilitator, altered and blocked a number of shots, had the assignment on Rosie Westerbeck most of that game. As I noted, she scored 6. Vanessa Winter had 9. Olivia Clark, 3. Alicia Kessler, 3. Kristen Ware had 4. As the Tigers beat Minster 39-35, after that game, we talked with head coach Jeff Reese of Jackson Center about the strategy for the contest.
Yeah, the strategy is very similar to what it was for our semifinal game, to be honest with you, with Tri-Village. We wanted to keep the score somewhere in the 30s or low 40s, and we were able to do that. We pride ourselves on our defense. That is definitely a strong point of ours, and they have some very, very phenomenal offensive players, so we knew we had to come in and really buckle down defensively, and credit goes to the kids. They bought in, and they did what they had to do.
You clogged up the middle, Pringer and Kogi. Fine back-to-the-basket players, very good in the post. They'll repost. They'll get the ball back again. And you denied them all night long when they did get their hands on the ball. The shots they tried were so difficult because of outstanding tenacity by your players in the post. Everybody chipped in. You threw up a barricade down low, and Pringer and Kogi couldn't get the job done.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned Pringer and Kogi, and they are phenomenal players in the post, but it also takes phenomenal players to get them the ball when they need the ball. So yep. Minster has they are a very well-rounded team. A lot of credit goes to them because we had our game plan was we really had to buckle down. We had to put pressure on the guards. We had to really keep the ball out of the post, and if they did get it, we had to make them earn every bucket by shooting over top of us, fighting to get position, so on and so forth. Our goal is at the end of the game to put ourselves in a position in the fourth quarter.
And we
want to maintain our level. And luckily, we were able to do that tonight.
And you live at the free throw line when the game's on the line. Do you happen to know a young lady, an outstanding guard, whose initials are K.R.? What a big interception by her late in the game. Phenomenal contest played by Kennedy Reese. She's gotten better and better. She was a fine player last year as a sophomore, has really improved this year. Came on like gangbusters down the stretch for you. Maybe no better defender at guard in the region in small school girls basketball.
Yeah, she's a, you know, when I get asked the question if I know somebody, I always make sure what the pretense of that's going to be, because I'm not sure if I want to say yes or no, but in this case I'll take her. She's my niece and she's a great kid, but tonight she really came on. I personally think her three late in the game really kind of breathed some new life into us when we were struggling. Their defense was really giving us some problems. She came down and busted a three. And then there late in the game, you know, we have a turnover. And people could fold and say, oh, woe is me. But okay. She didn't. She just picked it up, dug down a little bit deeper. I know she's tired. I don't think she came out of the game tonight. I know she's tired, but she knew what she had to do. And again, when we work in practice, we always say treat every possession like it's the last one. You can't let anything go because anybody can chip something in. And she did. All of them did, not just her.
Cassie Meyer echoed your words just a few minutes ago. We talked with Cassie. She didn't say that we play every play like it's her last one. She did say we play every single game like it's our last one. All season long, the Tigers have done that. And as a result, they are able to will themselves to victory once again. Cassie said she dreams every night making free throws.
Yeah, you know, free throws are a huge thing. And, you know, we had somebody actually come in and talk to us about some strategies and helping free throws.
Wow.
And we do it almost every day in practice. And I can't say it works or it doesn't work, but if I can look back at the last several games since we've been doing our strategies, it seems to be working.
Jeff, super substitutions. You put Alicia Kessler in. She ignites a fire. She produces. She comes out, gets a respite. Olivia Clark comes in, gets a big field goal for you, and a block at the other end. Timely substitutions by head coach Jeffries.
Yeah, it's hard to take the credit for that kind of stuff. These girls are stepping up and doing what they got to do, and it's pretty awesome.
We are located here at courtside at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of the Ohio State University. I'm Jack Kramer along with Rhett Jish. Chuck McBee is in Florida. And we've got the state semifinal here today. Jackson Center and Waterford opening tip to start the game just a couple minutes away. tomorrow. Don't forget, we're on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com at 2:30 with Versailles and Winchester Eastern D3 girls state semifinal.
And the head coach,
Jackson Center Tigers feature Cassie Meyer, state honorable mention. Waterford Wildcats feature two first-team all-state performers in girls Division IV. They are Allie Kern, a 5'10 junior, along with Megan Ball, a 5'11 junior. Those two young ladies average nearly 30 points a game. They starred for this Waterford team in the sectional, district, and regional. Big victory by Waterford in a district championship, 41-40 in overtime over South Webster. Otherwise, Waterford would not be here today. A couple of easy triumphs by Waterford in the regional, 50-33 over Reidsville Eastern, and 50-35 over Danville. So the Jackson Center Tigers will have the task here today of playing very good defense against the likes of Megan Ball and Allie Kern. No seniors on this Waterford roster. Ball and Kern averaged 20 points between them a year ago as sophomores. The one 12th grader who would have been here today, Jillian McCutcheon, a 5'6" senior guard, went out early in the campaign with a knee injury. Thus, no active seniors on this Waterford roster here for this game against Jackson Center. But Kern and Ball are outstanding performers, good enough to earn first-team All-State honors. Starting lineup for Waterford is as follows. Hannah Duff, 5'3", junior at guard. Rachel Adams, 5'7", sophomore at a wing. Megan Ball and Allie Kern, as I noted, 5'11", 5'10", respectively. And Haley Duff, a 5'8", junior. I'll refer to the Duff sisters more often than not as Hannah and Haley. Waterford, the home team on the scoreboard, wearing white with green Waterford across the front, green numerals, and the cheering section across the way, as you can imagine, is decked out in green from top to bottom, including green hats and green socks. Jackson Center Tiger faithful back to our right, of course, attired in orange and black. Starting five is as follows for head coach Jeff Reese's team. Kennedy Reese, 5'5", junior guard. Cameron Elkert, 5'4", senior at guard. Cassie Meyer at the point and on the wing, 5'11", senior. Olivia Clark starts in the middle, a 6'2", junior. And Kristen Ware, a 5'11", senior. Head coach for the Waterford Wildcats,
number 40, Olivia Clark.
Todd Hilverding and Kevin McCutcheon, the two assistants to head man Jerry Close, who is in his seventh year. He's done a very good job at Waterford. Third trip, to the state Final Four for the Waterford Wildcats.
A 5'11 senior, number 24, Cassie Meyer.
Tigers in the road, black, white Tigers across the front, orange numbers trimmed in white. Cassie Meyer has been introduced. In fact, three Wildcats are on the floor now. Three Tigers are on the floor now. These cheering sections will be going at it left and right all night long. They are in opposite corners of the Schottenstein Center. And the Waterford crowd across the way from us, right behind the Waterford bench. Jackson Center crowd down to our right on the opposite side of the floor from the Jackson Center bench. It'll be interesting to see which crowd growls the largest here today, the Wildcat fans or the Tiger fans. And very good cheering sections, fine turnouts from both communities. I would say at least several hundred, maybe 1,000 from Waterford and Jackson Center, close to 2,000 between the two communities here on hand for this girls' D4 state semifinal. The state championship game will come up on Saturday, tip-off at 2. We are on the web online. If Jackson Center is in that state semifinal matchup at 1:30 Saturday afternoon, girls Division IV state championship game from here at the Schottenstein Center if Jackson Center wins today. Yeah, a little background music piped into the Schottenstein Center as the crowd and these two teams anticipate the opening jump to start the contest. Megan Ball, 5'10 junior, jumping center against Olivia Clark for the Jackson Center Tigers. Olivia, 6'2 and a junior, and the Tigers have got it. Ball smacked into backcourt to Kennedy Reese. She dribbles up the right side to Cassie Meyer. Zone defense by Waterford. Ball thrown cross court to Reese. Looks like a 1-2-2 or 2-3. Meyer outside the arc on the right. Now Reese straight away back to Cassie. She launches a three. A long one. 22-footer. Bullseye. Cassie Meyer drains it. Jackson Center takes a 3-0 lead. Here comes Waterford, forecourt to our right. It's Hannah Duff on the arc. Hands it off to Kern. Kern right flank to Rachel Adams. Here's a weave. Shot faked from long range by Haley Duff. Deep in the right corner, Haley's got it. Dribbles hard into the lane. Fell down, took a spill. Might have been tripped. Foul against the Tigers. It goes on Cameron Elkert. 3-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Very good beginning to this game for Cassie Meyer, who was 1-for-4 in the state semifinal a year ago. She had a poor shooting game, and she gets off to a good beginning here today with a spot from three-point territory right on the button. 3-0 Jackson Center. Allie Kern catches the inbounds pass for Waterford at the head of the key. She's guarded by Kristen Ware. Tries to drive on her. Very good defense in the lane by Kristen. Shot by Kern way up high off the top of the backboard. Came right back to Kern, who latched onto it. A tie-up occurred, and it's still Waterford's possession. Boy, was Allie Kern spied on that play. She tried to drive it from 25 feet out, and Kristen Ware would not let her into the paint area. There was a bottleneck of black jerseys below the foul stripe. Here's a long three-point shot by Waterford, pumped up there by Kern, missed it from 24 feet. Long rebound tipped out to Megan Ball. Very lengthy possession here for Waterford after the made three by Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Wildcats still have it. Pulls into Cassie Meyer's chest at the foul line, can't go. Picks up her dribble, 30 feet out, goes to Hannah Duff. Straight away, Megan Ball. Very good man-to-man defense by Jackson Center. Dribble drive, Waterford into the lane. Shot up there by Hannah Duff. Too hard, no good. Rebound up and in, though.
Megan Ball
stuffed it through there. She stuck it home, a 5'10 junior. That was a possession for Waterford that lasted close to 90 seconds. And the Wildcats get 2 points out of it. 3-2 Jackson Center, 2.5 gone here in the opening quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Meyer. Meyer guarded by Hannah Duff. Straight away, Cameron Elkert. Near wing to Kennedy Reese. Zone defense employed by Waterford. Ball fumbled by Meyer near the timeline. She regains possession. Shot fake now to Kennedy Reese near flank. She lets go the three and hits it again. Kennedy Reese fires one home from out back. Wow. Two shots made from the long line by Jackson Center. Tigers 2-for-2 here at the start. 6-2 orange and black. Dribbling through the lane goes Rachel Adams for Waterford. Throws out of the arc to Kern. Baseline left to Ball. Intercepted pass by Cassie Meyer. Meyer in backcourt for Jackson Center strolls up over the timeline. Boy, if the Tigers continue to shoot like that from the perimeter, we won't see this Waterford zone very long. Ball thrown to Clark in the lane. Near side to Reese. Reese against the zone. Throws to the post for Ware. Good overplay and a steal by Hannah Duff of Waterford. Down the floor to Megan Ball. And Megan Ball throws it. Deflected by Reese. Into the hands of Cameron Elkert. She journeys down the floor, looks for a trailer, finds Reese in the left corner, starts a drive, pulls up, 10-footer, bounces, no good. Rebound Olivia Clark, knocked away by Waterford. Here comes Megan Ball out of there with it. She goes storming down the floor. Ball took it 60 feet, all the way into the lane. Rim the shot, no good. Rebound is good by Megan Ball. Oh, she's a tough customer. Tigers will have their hands full with her, and Jeff Reese recognizes that right away. Jeff takes a timeout. 30-second
timeout.
We'll hear from one of our fine underwriting sponsors. We play 3 minutes and a half. Jackson Center leads Waterford 6-4 on scores broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of High School Sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Jackson Center up two, midway through the first quarter. Here's a drive, baseline right by Kristen Ware. She's knocked to the floor hard, I think, by Megan Ball. If so, that is foul number one on the stellar player for Waterford. Baseline right of the basket, Cassie Meyer triggers it in play for Jackson Center. Cassie looks, bounces low on the left to Clark. In the left corner, Cameron Elkert. High arching three ball on the way. Makes it! My goodness gracious. Tigers scorching the net from three-point land here at the beginning. Leading Waterford 9-4. Megan Ball 30 feet away. Ball high overhead. She's doubled. Gives it up on the play to Haley Duff. Ball goes left flank to a teammate who starts a drive, trying to get set in front of her for the Tigers is Cassie Meyer. Not there in time, though, and it's a blocking foul on Cassie.
Center found the 24, Cassie Meyer, her first.
Good drive to the basket by Rachel Adams of Waterford.
In for Jackson Center, Alicia Kessler.
Very good beginning of this game for Jackson Center. 3:37 to go, opening quarter. 9-4 Tigers. Substitution for Waterford. Emily Kern, a 5'5 sophomore, is in on the floor now for Rachel Adams, a 5'7 sophomore. It is a young Waterford team, not a senior on the roster. Here's a pull-up J from 15 feet off the rim by Allie Kern. The ball splashes to the floor. It's loose, and Cassie Meyer tracks it down for Jackson Center. She dribbles hard with the left hand. Pulls up on the arc. Back to the basket now. Cameron Elkert is delivered the ball near midcourt. Cameron looks over the defense of Waterford. And it looks like Waterford has changed to a zone, or I should say to a man-to-man now. Yep, they have. Wildcats in a man after Jackson Center went bombs away with good accuracy with three made threes in three attempts. Elkert's got the ball, elbow left. Goes to Ware. Back to Elkert. Elkert, another three in the air. Hit the rim, top of the backboard. Rebound yanked down off the glass by Allie Kern. Here comes Waterford. Long throw down the floor to Hannah Duff in the right corner. 9-4 Jackson Center. Ball pitched on the play to Kern. Look at her go to work. She starts a drive from 25 feet out, curled into the lane, and dropped in a runner. A 7-footer by Kern. Kern and Ball, the two superb performers for Waterford. 9-6, Jackson Center up three. Alicia Kessler on the floor now for the Tigers. Alicia, 6'2 senior. Here's a drive into the lane, but Jackson Center's Meyer handoff to Kessler. 10-footer off to the left, no good. Rebound Waterford. Storming down the floor. It is Emily Kern giving it up out back to Ball. Ball plays on the perimeter. She's every bit of 5'11". She gave the ball up, goes inside, then pops out in the left corner, retrieves the next pass. Straight away, it's Emily Kern. 9-6 Jackson Center, minute 52 to go, first quarter. Here's a weave out front. Good drive down the lane by Haley Duff. Fine block, though, from behind by Jackson Center. Haley gets it back, misses the five-footer. Another rebound by Waterford. Long three left corner, yes. Allie Kern. We're tied at 9. Allie Kern, Megan Ball doing the big-time damage for Waterford, as expected early on in this game. Here's Cassie Meyer, fakes left, goes right. Gives it up out back to a teammate. It's Cameron Elkert. Elkert looks inside for Kessler. Tigers haven't gotten the ball in good shooting range within 12 feet of the basket yet. Meyer, little give and go for Ware. Right corner Elkert. High arching floater, three-point land, hit the rim, no good. Rebound yanked down by Kern. She bolts down the floor for Waterford. Goes baseline left, she's cut off. Flips it out back to a teammate. Long three tried by Ball, no good. Rebound, Kern in the lane. Spin around shot, blocked. Waterford getting every loose ball right now. Another offensive rebound for the Wildcats. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. We're tied at 9. Here's the ball thrown to Hannah Duff, baseline left. Hannah on top to Ball. Now to Haley Duff. Ball 30 feet out. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at 9. Fake left, fake right by Ball. Nearly palmed it. Handed off on the plate. Allie Kern. Foul line. Weaves it right corner. Haley Duff back outside to Megan Ball, who signals play number one with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nearly intercepted by Kennedy Reese in the left corner. She got a fist on it and drove it into the Tigers bench. 13.2 left in the first. Right in front of the Jackson Center bench in the half court, Waterford will throw it in play. Jackson Center with three made threes so far. Here's a weave out front. It's Adams. Adams to Kern. Guarded by Cassie Meyer, 30 feet away. Deep right corner three by Waterford. It is short on the play by Emily Kern. Then it climbed up over the top of the backboard out of bounds with 3.3 to go. It will be Jackson Center's ball. Tigers must go 94 feet. Here's Kristen Ware floating down the floor. It's bounced to Kennedy Reese, 80 feet from the basket. Kennedy dribbles in backcourt, throws it horizontally to Cassie Meyer as the first quarter closes. Waterford never led. Jackson Center leads, or I should say it's tied. Jackson Center led the entire first quarter to the last minute of the first period. 9-9 tie. Jackson Center and Waterford after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Rhett Gish. Chuck McBee is in Florida with family. Rhett and I have got the girls Division IV state semifinal, Jackson Center 9, Waterford 9. We begin play here in the second quarter. Tigers try to get the ball inside. Cassie Meyer drives, bounce pass, baseline right to Kristen Ware. Tie-up occurs. And Waterford gets the possession. Jackson Center, 3 of 7 shooting in the first quarter of play. A made three by Reese, one by Elkert, one by Meyer. Waterford in that first period. Got two field goals from Megan Ball, one from Allie Kern, one from Haley Duff. This Megan Ball shoots it at a 57% clip on the season. Allie Kern at 45%. Waterford now with a chance to take the lead. We're even at 9. Here's a shot fake behind the arc by Rachel Adams. Adams hands off to Allie Kern. She's got a good look from 22 feet and drains it. Allie Kern swished a long one. She got a really good screen out front. Jackson Center didn't find her in time, and Waterford has taken a 12-9 lead. Cassie Meyer, top of the key for Jackson Center. No look pass near side, Kennedy Reese. On the floor now, Vanessa Winter for Jackson Center. Vanessa in there, a 5'8 senior. Kristen Ware out momentarily. Alicia Kessler on the floor, a 6'2 senior. Alicia's got the ball in the lane. Nice turnaround move, fadeaway shot, hit it. Alicia Kessler, 10-footer by her. 12-11, Waterford by one. Even Steven game so far. Here's Allie Kern. She's got an opening. Drives down the lane to the rim. A little bit too hard. Rebound to Kessler for Jackson Center. A good look by Kern. She just couldn't finish. Down the floor to Winter. Winter baseline right for Jackson Center. No good. Rebound Kessler. threw it on the arc to Elkert, short on the three. Megan Ball's got the board for Waterford, which is up one. Forecourt right to Kern. Good shot fake. Back to Ball, who sizes up a three, way short, hits the rim. Karam's out of bounds in the corner. It will be the Tigers' possession. 6:15 left in the second. Waterford 12, Jackson Center 11. You can tell the way Jackson Center has open play here in the second quarter that the memo during the first quarter break was somehow, some way, get the ball to the short corner on the baseline. Tigers trying to dent the Waterford zone and get some looks around the basket. First quarter, it was all three-point shooting. Here's Waterford defending nicely in the right corner. Jackson Center mishandles. Kennedy Reese can't control it. Goes out of bounds to Waterford. 5:58 to go here in the second. Midcourt with the ball, Megan Ball. She is the tallest player on this Waterford team, but she'll dribble it, take it to the hole from long range. Here's a great drive by Ball. Hit it! What a play by Megan Ball of Waterford. She was running down the right side of the lane, faded away, didn't bank it. About a 9 or 10 footer, a long layup, somehow hit the rim and fell through. 14-11, Waterford up three. This Megan Ball is a superstar. First team All-State. Here's Kennedy Reese on a drive for Jackson Center. Got down in among the trees, and Allie Kern deflected it. Outlet goes to Rachel Adams. Adams up the floor for Waterford, which leads by three, 14-11. On top it goes to Haley Duff. She's got an opening, sprints to the middle, getting there late as Kessler, a block but a foul. Two free throws for Waterford. Jackson Center led 9-4 with a couple minutes to go in the first quarter. Since that point in time, a 10-2 run by Waterford, 5:10 remaining in the second period. Very good floor game so far through the first quarter, just three turnovers combined between the two clubs. Looks like Jackson Center will have Olivia Clark checking in momentarily. Free throw line for Waterford is Allie Kern. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. On board with us since last March during the tournament on ScoresBroadcast.com. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. 498-7282. On the web at facebook.com/Shelby County. That's Shelby, COVSO. Both free throws by Waterford rattle in for Haley Duff. And Waterford builds its biggest lead, 16-11. Here's Reese in backcourt for Jackson Center. Darts up the floor. Check closely at the timeline. Hands off to Cameron Elkert. Elkert between the rings. Retreats 30 feet away. And let's see. We've got a five-second call. As Cameron Elkert was dribbling between the head of the key and the Ohio State logo at midcourt, that was a tough one to take. Looked like she was making some forward progress. Tight call. Tigers have to accept it and play on. Waterford at midcourt. Hannah Duff's got it. Flips it to the right flank. It goes on the play to Emily Kern. Emily Kern hits a driver down the lane. Haley Duff, a scoop shot is good. And right now, Waterford taking it to Jackson Center. The lead has been stretched all the way out to 18-11. Kennedy Reese, midcourt for Jackson Center. Dribbles hard into the right corner. Hands it off on the play to Vanessa Winter. Out back to Elkert. Elkert, baseline right to Olivia Clark. She's checked. Nearly tied up. Olivia gets it away to a teammate. Baseline right, it's Cassie Meyer below the backboard. Tried to shoot it. Outstanding block on the play by Allie Kern. It goes out of bounds off Waterford. Jackson Center trying hard to get something inside against this Waterford defense, which began as a zone today, then shifted to a man-to-man after Jackson Center hit three threes early on. Meyer inbounding, baseline right of the hoop. Tigers down seven. In the paint, it goes to Kristen Ware. Hook shot high off the backboard, no good. Nice rebound, Vanessa Winter. To Meyer on the arc. Deep three, right corner. Hit the rim, backboard, no good. Another offensive rebound by the Tigers. Reese has it 20 feet from the basket. Is knocked down. No call. Could have been one. Pass baseline right to Meyer. On the arc to Elkert. Back to Cassie. Shot fake to Winter in the right corner for a triple. Way short. Rebound comes down right into the hands of Allie Kern. 18-11 Waterford. Up ahead it goes to Haley Duff. Duff right back to Kern. Kern baseline drive to the rim. Shut off, but a foul against Jackson Center. Starting to get away from the Tigers, who have only 11 points, four field goals. Jackson Center got it done in the regional with tremendous defense, terrific foul shooting. Only 16 made buckets from the floor by Jackson Center in those two games. And the Tigers, you knew, were going to have to do far better than eight baskets over four quarters to win this state semifinal. Ball inbounded, top of the circle to Haley Duff of Waterford. She caught it and shot it in the same motion, and it was way short and went out of bounds. Waterford now applying full court pressure. Hannah Duff is on Kennedy Reese, 75 feet from the basket. There's a trap across the timeline. Deflected, goes into backcourt. Kennedy gobbles it up. She's trapped again. It's intercepted. Here's Megan Ball to the rack for an easy deuce. Jackson Center's in trouble. Waterford's full court pressure and trapping defense across the timeline. Take the ball away from the Tigers and produce an easy basket. 3:19 left in the second quarter. Waterford 20, Jackson Center 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer and Rhett Gish here at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. Pressure defense by Waterford, sideline to sideline, inline to inline, giving the Jackson Center girls some fits right now. But the Tigers set up offensively and throw it down low on the right to Vanessa Winter. She burrows into a Waterford player, fades back and banks in an eight-footer. Boy, that's a huge basket for the Tigers. Waterford had increased the lead all the way out to 9. It's now 20-13. Waterford in possession down to her right. 25 feet out, Hannah Duff goes right flank to Rachel Adams. On a weave to Megan Ball, who nearly palmed it. Hand off to Hannah Duff. And then Duff deals to the cutter, Haley Duff, who strides through the top of the circle, meets resistance, and is fouled.
Lady Tigers foul number 24, Christian Ware, her first, team foul number 5.
Five team fouls now on the Jackson Center Tigers. Inbounding baseline right for Waterford is Haley Duff.
In for the Lady Wildcats, Allie
Jackson
Kern.
Center led in this game 9-4. And then trailed 20-13. 16-4 stretch by Waterford, which really clamped down defensively and started getting the ball into the hands with regularity of Megan Ball and Allie Kern. Here's a long three-point try by Kern. Overshot it big time. And then Megan Ball goes over the back of Kennedy Reese in the far corner of the floor to try to retrieve the ball, which goes out of bounds. No foul. It is the Tigers' possession, and Waterford sets up full court again with defensive pressure. It goes on the play to Cassie Meyer. Meyer in backcourt, being guarded tightly by Emily Kern. Meyer nearly walked top of the circle, could have been called. Pass right corner to Winter. Straightaway Cassie arching up a three, around and out to the right, no good. Rebound yanked down on the play by Allie Kern of Waterford. A minute 57 to go in the first half. Here's Hannah Duff, shot fake. Gives it to Ball. Now Allie Kern takes control, foul line. Pitches it back 25 feet away to Haley Duff. Now Megan Ball retreats to the Ohio State logo at midcourt. Minute 40 to go in the second quarter. 20-13, Waterford. Coming out to catch, Hannah Duff. Right side of the floor, behind the long line. It is Megan Ball down inside to Allie Kern. Reverse layup, bouncing, no good. Rebounded by Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. Kennedy Reese sprints up the right side. Being guarded very closely by the Waterford player. And the foul is called from this side of the floor by the official. Some Bronx cheers from the Tiger cheering section. Well, Waterford's defense has been very aggressive. Some contact, very little of it called. The officials have allowed them to play. And so far that has enhanced the performance of Waterford. Here's Cameron Elkert in backcourt to Cassie Meyer. Tigers need a goal right here. A minute 16 to go in the second quarter. Jackson Center down 7. Meyer enters the lane, handoff to Reese on the arc. Kennedy on the bounce. Now to Cassie Meyer, 25 feet out. Ware sets a screen and then rolls. Meyer has the ball taken away, jerked right out of her hands by Waterford. Aggressive play by Rachel Adams. And then Cassie Meyer fouled in her anxiety to get it back, and she's got two on her. But Waterford's been the aggressor, that's for sure. 59 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 20-13 in favor of Waterford. Jackson Center's defense has got to stand tall and prevent further scoring here in this first half from Waterford. You get the sense that a 7 or 9 point lead for sure might be real difficult to overcome, even over the span of two periods. Here's a weave to Haley Duff. Now to Allie Kern. Takes the foul line jumper way short. Jackson Center appreciative that the shot was taken early in that sequence by Waterford. 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Kennedy Reese with a bounce pass. Low on the right, intended for the cutter. Hickey, who's in, and it was kicked on the play by Waterford. Miranda Hickey, 5'9 senior out there. Cameron Elkert will inbounds, baseline right. Tigers need a hoop in the worst way right here. Ball lobbed inbounds to Ware at the foul stripe. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Vanessa Winter all the way to the basket. Nice inner runner. Nice play, Vanessa Winter. Jackson Center within 5. 20 seconds left to go here in the first half. Megan Ball signals a play at midcourt. Goes right wing to Hannah Duff. Back to Megan. She'll control it for sure. Reese on her. Gives it up right wing to the three-point shooter. A long one. Too hard by Allie Kern. Rebound backcourt. Jackson Center. 4 seconds to play. Tigers can't get it to the timeline. And the first half will finish. Waterford 20. Jackson Center 15. That's our halftime score. Jackson Center led early 9-4. Biggest lead for Waterford was 9. Jackson Center's defense improved late in that second period and kept Waterford off the board in the final couple minutes of that second quarter. That was imperative. The Tigers couldn't afford to fall any further behind. Waterford does lead after 2. We were tied at 9 after 1. It's a 20-15 halftime lead in favor of Waterford. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report comes up in just a few minutes. We are back in 2. I'm Jack with Rhett here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, from which you will hear in just a moment. So far through two quarters, after a shaky start, Waterford has outplayed Jackson Center. The Wildcats have been the aggressor. Even though through the first two quarters of this game, the Jackson Center Tigers have been charged with 6 fouls. Waterford only 2. The officials are letting them play. And Waterford is extremely physical, hands-on defense. And most all of it is being ignored so far. Jackson Center has had the ball just ripped right out of their arms on a few occasions. Tigers must take a little better care of the ball in the second half and get the ball down inside more often. The Tigers cannot settle for three-pointers. Jackson Center made 3 shots from long range quickly in this game. Kennedy Reese, Cameron Elker, Cassie Meyer shot in balls from the long line in the first quarter to generate 9 points for Jackson Center, but you cannot fall in love with the three-point try. Jackson Center wound up 3 of 9 behind the arc in the first two quarters, 6 of 18 in field goal shooting as a whole. 13 rebounds for the Tigers in the first two quarters of play. Scoring leaders for Jackson Center in the first half, Kennedy Reese, a made 3. Cameron Elkert, a made 3. Cassie Meyer, a made 3. And how about Vanessa Winter? Spark off the bench from her. 2 big buckets down inside in that second quarter. Alicia Kessler, a nice fallaway shot below the foul line. Critical points for Jackson Center in the last 4 minutes of that second quarter from Vanessa Winter and Alicia Kessler. For Waterford's 20, Megan Ball had 4 baskets in 8 attempts. She was 0 for 2 from behind the stripe. Allie Kern, 2 of 6 from the floor, 2 of 5 from three-point land. Haley Duff, 2 of 9 from the floor, 8 of 24 shooting total for Waterford. As I mentioned, Jackson Center, 6 of 18. Each team, 33% from the floor. Waterford took 8 three-pointers, made 2. As I noted, Jackson Center took 9 three-pointers and made 3. Statistically, this game pretty even. Waterford did collect 7 offensive rebounds, and the Waterford team has 4 steals. 4 steals for Waterford. Those have been very important. Not one steal for Jackson Center. Waterford's only turned it over twice in the first two periods. Halftime score, 20-15. Waterford leads Jackson Center by 5. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Our halftime score, Waterford 20 and Jackson Center 15. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start on scoresbroadcast.com 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here on this segment on scoresbroadcast.com, we highlight seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers who have been outstanding student athletes during their careers. On the floor, on the court, they have led Jackson Center to two straight Division IV volleyball titles and two straight Final Four appearances in basketball. The seniors for Jackson Center, Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware. We wish them the very best in their endeavors. We hope they get to play one more game after this one, of course, and win the state title on Saturday. These young ladies, all seniors, under the spotlight, thanks to LaCal Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
good. The Jackson Center Tigers come from behind here and beat Waterford. The Orange and Black would take on the winner of the Berlin Island Ottoville game, which tips at 8 tonight. And that state championship contest would be at 2 on Saturday. We would be here on the web on scoresbroadcast.com at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. Jackson Center Tigers have the ball. We start the third quarter. Jeff Reese's team trails by 5, 20-15, and they start the second half with a long pass, high right. Vanessa Winter tried to find Olivia Clark, gliding below the basket, and tossed it beyond her out of bounds. Jackson Center turns it over. Miscue number 7 for the Tigers. Again, Waterford has been nearly flawless so far. Only 2 floor errors. Waterford right in front of us up 5. Here's a fine backdoor cut to Megan Ball in the paint. Hooks it. Olivia Clark blocked it. Then the Waterford player tried to get the loose ball in the corner and trampled Cameron Elkert. Tigers possession. Waterford continues the full court pressure all over the floor. Waterford turned up the heat in that second period, trying to disrupt Jackson Center's comfort that had been displayed in the first 7 or 8 minutes of the game. Here's Kennedy Reese, triple teamed, dribbles to midcourt up the left side. She lost the ball right in front of the scorer's table. Out of bounds it goes. 2 floor miscues, but Jackson Center open play here in the third quarter. Not a good sign. Waterford up 5. The difference facing Jackson Center, very manageable right now. Tigers need to make points. Outside the arc in the right, Allie Kern. Kern gives it up straight away to Megan Ball. Kennedy Reese guards her. Kennedy Reese is following Megan Ball all over the floor. Decided height advantage to Megan. Dribbling outside the arc in the right, Kern. Veers off into the right corner and out of Ball, 25 feet away. Ball against Reese. Bounce pass left corner, Hannah Duff. Thought about shooting. Dribbles on a weave to Kern. Hand off to Ball, left corner, goes baseline. Shut off on the play by Reese. Good defense. Ball coughed it up, out of bounds. Happened right in front of us. There was contact by Kennedy, but that's the kind of contact the officials have allowed throughout this game. Good call by the referee. Turnover, Waterford. Jackson Center triple teamed in backcourt as Vanessa Winter. Nowhere to go. Flipped it up the floor to Kristen Ware. Ware to Kennedy Reese. It's up and over the timeline and given off on the play to Cameron Elkert. Elkert bounce pass. Baseline right. Thrown away. Right into the hands of Allie Kern. 3 possessions, 3 turnovers by Jackson Center here in the third quarter. On top, Megan Ball. Outside the arc on the left to Duff. Waterford leads by 5, 20-15. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, nobody scored. Kern's got it, left-hand dribble. Rotates straight away against Ware. Kern on the bounce. Now Megan Ball behind the long line. Skip pass, cross-court, Rachel Adams starts a drive. Shut off by Olivia Clark. Out back to Hannah Duff. Duff controlling. We're all the way down to 5:30 left to go third quarter. Duff spin move, foul line. Starts the drive, leaves it behind the arc for teammate Haley Duff. As Hannah and Haley exchange passes. Here's a weave to Allie Kern down the right side of the lane. Running one-hander, no good. Strong rebound attempt by Ball through her hands. It's on the floor. Reese gobbles it up. Backcourt to Winter. Now Jackson Center somehow has got to get the ball down the floor. They do to Elkert, straddling the arc. Long two-pointer, clanged off the rim. Rebound is good by Clark. Olivia Clark to the rescue. That's a big deuce. And Jackson Center gets the first field goal, third quarter timeout call by head coach Jeff Reese. Just over 5 to play in the third period, 20-17. Waterford up 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
A big rebound basket by Olivia Clark for Jackson Center. Then an errant shot by Hannah Duff, just taken for Waterford. And the Tigers enter the forecourt. Quickly a three ball. Kennedy Reese, no good. Strong rebound. Clark missed it, no good. Oh, she had a good-looking shot from 4 or 5 feet away. Waterford might have gotten a finger on it. And the Wildcats come up with the rebound. Jackson Center had an opportunity to cut it to one right there. Could not connect. Near flank, it's Rachel Adams. Looks for a teammate down inside. Holding foul against Jackson Center. I think Kennedy Reese was trying to choke off the progress of Megan Ball of Waterford. We are all the way down to 4:16 to go in the third quarter of this game. Girls Division IV state semifinal here at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. The winner plays in a state final at 2 on Saturday against the Berlin Highland Ottoville winner. Waterford yet to score in the third quarter. Jackson Center's got just 2 points. The lead 3 for Waterford. 4:08 to go in the period. Deep in the right corner, Allie Kern. Bounce pass on top to Hannah Duff. Near side pass goes to Rachel Adams. Left corner, Megan Ball. Kennedy Reese has done a good job on Megan. Here's Allie Kern back to Megan. Elbow in the left. Weaves to Haley Duff. 25 feet away. Triple. Allie Kern, you can count it. Allie Kern and Megan Ball. That's the blockbuster 1-2 punch for Waterford. And that field goal from behind the long line sends Waterford on top of 6. Jackson Center low on the left. It is Kristen Ware to Alicia Kessler. Back to Kristen. A drive. Short on the shot. No good. Rebound Waterford. In traffic. Kristen tried to flip it up with the left hand. Waterford down the floor to Kern again. Another 3 try. This one short. Loose ball rebound, though, by Waterford. That's a difference in this game. Waterford has managed to generate a number of loose ball offensive rebounds. That one did result eventually in a tie-up. Arrow favors Waterford as Rachel Adams hustled after it. 3:18 to go in the third quarter, 23-17 in favor of Waterford. Inbounding baseline left is Haley Duff for the Wildcats. Megan Ball gets a breather at this point for Waterford. She checks out, and coming in is Kenzie Dietz. Dietz on the floor, replacing Ball. You can bet that substitution will be short-lived. Oh, here's an outstanding steal. Far side of the floor by Vanessa Winter as she reached an arm in there against Haley Duff and just punched the ball away and fed it up the floor to Alicia Kessler. Right corner pass intended on the play for Kristen Ware. Broken up and stolen. Another Jackson Center turnover. Here's Waterford out of bounds right in front of us. 2 players hit the deck. Sprawling on the floor with the ball was Haley Duff. There was no contact made by either player. Jackson Center clawed it loose when Haley Duff fell down. Her ponytail landed on the boundary. Jackson Center possession. Cameron Elkert midcourt, veers off to the left, goes to Kessler in the left corner. 6-point lead for Waterford. Kessler foul line, in traffic, spins, bounce pass on the arc to Elkert. Oh, good move. Down inside, post-up shot, no, but a foul. Kristen Ware went to work as the Tigers, in meticulous fashion, got the ball on the block, low left side. 2 free throws for Ware. Tigers need these, down 6, 2:28 to go in the third. Kristen Ware, free throw line, Jackson Center, high arch off the back brace. No good. Second foul shot for her. Very low scoring third period. 1 made field goal by Waterford, a 3. 1 made basket by Jackson Center, a 2 from Clark. That free throw is in by Ware. 23-18. Waterford up 5. 25 feet away, it is Haley Duff. On a weave to Rachel Adams, to Allie Kern. behind her to Emily Kern, who drives the paint. Good dish to Rachel Adams all the way to the rim. Banked it, no good. Strong rebound, though, by Allie Kern. Fed it to Duff. Look at that drive. Right down the lane. It curls in off the rim. 25-18. Waterford by 7. Vanessa Winter over the timeline for Jackson Center. Bounce pass, baseline right to Clark. Out to Reese in the corner. Kennedy drives the lane around a player all the way to the rim. It bounces, no good. Hit the floor, loose in the left corner. Waterford tracks it down. It's Emily Kern with it, and we got a turnover against Waterford. Kern had the ball 90 feet from the basket, bounced it off her foot. 1:40 left to go here in the third. Tigers need a spurt here at the end of the third quarter. Cassie Myers has been off the floor the last 3 minutes. Kristen Ware out, Cassie in. Tigers underneath the rim. Let's see if Jackson Center can get somebody in good position. Reese on top to Elkert. Shot fake behind the arc. Now Kennedy. Here's Cassie dribbling on the perimeter to the left. Now to the right. Still behind the arc. Gives it to Elkert. Ball thrown to Cassie in the post. It's popped up in the air by Waterford. And then Jackson Center dives in and fouls. Well, it's been a turnover-marred third quarter for Jackson Center, which can't make up any ground. 25-18, Waterford up 7. Far side of the floor, down in the corner, Olivia Clark on the bench is up now and taking a number of running steps in about a 15-foot area. Apparently Olivia hobbled a little bit. She's on the sideline now. Here's Allie Kern, wide open look, three-point land. She buries it. Allie Kern is really feeling it for Waterford, which is up 10 now. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Quickly down the floor, Jackson Center. Elkert's got the ball 25 feet away. Tigers not doing a very good job finding Allie Kern behind the three-point stripe. Baseline right, Winter. Winter shovels on top to Cassie Meyer. Meyer hangs on, peers to the middle of the floor, starts a drive, pulls up baseline right, tries a banker, it rimmed, rebound Kessler, overshot it. Rebound low on the left by Meyer, a leaner blocked on the play by Kern. Outlet to ball. 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Good defense by Waterford. Deep right corner, Kern again, swish, a three-pointer. Allie Kern is filling it up. And Waterford has stormed on top by 12, 30-18. 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Cassie Meyer down the floor to Reese. Reese head of the key, dribble drive, right side of the lane. Blocked on the play by Ball. Taken away by Megan. She's at midcourt with four to go. Ball to the rack, hits a teammate. Good! At the buzzer. Driving layup by Rachel Adams. Terrific pass on the play by Megan Ball. Looked like she would lay it in. And she laid it off to a teammate who scored 2 points at the end of the third quarter. 32-18 Waterford on a blitz at the end of the third quarter of play. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jackson Center Tigers garnered the first 2 points of the third quarter to cut a 20-15 deficit to 20-17. But then back strong came Waterford, outscoring Jackson Center 12-1 over the final 4 minutes of the third quarter to burst on top 32-18. We start the fourth with a good made basket right out of the chute by Alicia Kessler in the post. A fadeaway 8-foot banker by Alicia. Two field goals for her. She's had a good second half. Now Jackson Center needs stops. Down by 12. 30 seconds gone in the fourth. Here's Adams dribbling into the right corner for Waterford. Lost control. It goes out of bounds. Waterford's pressure has challenged Jackson Center and interrupted the Tigers' flow down the floor. Waterford has been in this three-quarter court or full-court pressure for the last two quarters plus. Didn't start the game this way. Jackson Center felt comfortable early and made three threes. Here's Cassie Meyer, baseline drive, all the way to the rim, left it short, no good. Rebound Alicia Kessler, blocked out of bounds by Megan Ball of Waterford. 7:07 to go, fourth quarter. 32-20, Waterford up 12. Meyer inbounding, low in the right. Goes to Kessler in the lane. Arches up a fadeaway, 12-footer, bingo, Alicia Kessler. Two buckets to start the fourth for Jackson Center. Tigers within 10, 32-22. Down the left side of the floor, Haley Duff for Waterford into the lane. Leaves it left corner to Kenzie Dietz. Long three-pointer by the 5'3 guard. Hit the flange, kicked out on the play to winner. Backcourt to Reese, lobs it up the floor to Kessler. On the right to Meyer. Meyer has it, dribbles down the right side. Long three-point shot, Jackson Center, and Winter overshot it. Missed everything. Rebound in the lane, Kessler, in and out on the eight-footer. Oh, it pinballed around three times, was in the cylinder, and came away no good. Rebound, Kern. Allie Kern's got it for Waterford. Boy, the Tigers needed those two. That would have cut it down to eight. Dribbling is Dietz, 30 feet away, left side to Ball. 6:11 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center behind but 10. Straight away, Rachel Adams. Right flank to Hannah Duff. Waterford retreating. Milking the clock. Dribble drive goes Ball. 25 feet away to Hannah Duff. Duff between the rings. Boy, Tigers need a steal. Alicia Kessler guarding the smaller Adams on the arc. Adams goes down the lane. Fine block on the play, but Winter. Tigers take it away. Here's Kennedy Reese. Long pitch down the floor to Winter. Winter starts in from the right flank all the way to the rim. Overshot it big time. Rebound, though, thrown on the arc to Elkert. Elkert back to Reese. Now to Meyer, 25 feet out. Cassie checked on the play by Hannah Duff. Cassie's got an opening right down the lane, all the way to the rim. Up and good for two. And a timeout called by Jackson Center promptly after the made shot. Jeff Reese up in a hurry. He takes a full timeout. 5:25 to go in the fourth. Waterford 32, Jackson Center 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We return to action here in the fourth quarter at the Schottenstein Center. Jackson Center behind by 8 to Waterford, which just turned it over. Good call by the referee. Fine defense by Jackson Center, which caused Megan Ball to stumble a little bit on a drive toward the basket. Jackson Center quickly forecourt right. Here's a long three by Winter. Longest shot of the game. In and out. No good. Tough break again. Rebound head of the circle to Kennedy Reese. A long board. And then Kennedy swung her elbows and fouled. And let's see if the officials somehow, some way determine that as being flagrant of some type. Yep. They get together and discuss. Don't assess it as such. Second foul on Kennedy. Third foul on Jackson Center this half. Another big sequence in the game right there. Good defense by Jackson Center. Causing a mistake by Waterford, which gave it up on the miscue. Winter had a long three for the Tigers. It looked like it was going to go in. It rattled out. Kennedy Reese got the long rebound and was assessed an offensive foul. Waterford up 8, 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Waterford wants to milk it. Running clock right now are the Wildcats. Ball rotated to Adams, head of the key. Bounce pass on the play to Haley Duff. Haley goes into the lane. There's a lot of traffic in there, and the ball's pried loose for the Tigers. Reese up the floor for Jackson Center. Waterford not taking care of it very well here in the fourth. Tigers trying to seize advantage of an opening right here. Here's a long pass, lob from Meyer, down inside, then thrown on the arc to Elkert, a triple try, hit the back brace. Good follow by Meyer, to the rim, up and good by Cassie Meyer. Tigers within six. Come back, Jackson Center, 32-26 Waterford. 3:40 left to go, fourth quarter. Waterford led by 14 early on here in the fourth. 25 feet away is Waterford's Haley Duff off to Hannah Duff. And the Waterford head coach, Jerry Close, gets a timeout. Just over three to go in the fourth. Tigers down six on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
The Jackson Center Tigers have reeled off 8 straight points here in the first 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Waterford's been held scoreless. Inbounds Waterford, intercepted by Winter. Vanessa down the floor, all the way into the lane. She's handcuffed and fouled while shooting. Oh, the Tigers have been spurred on here in the fourth. The never-say-die Jackson Center Lady Tigers have two free throws here from Vanessa Winter to trim the Waterford lead down to 4 points. It's 32-26. It was a 14-point game, 32-18 at the end of three. Free throw, Vanessa Winter, swish, she's got it. 32-27, second foul shot by Vanessa. 1, 2, 3, bounces, bends the knee, shots in the air, front rim, off, no good. Rebound, Waterford. 3:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Oh, it's been a streaky game, a spurt by one team, a spurt by the other. The Tigers with a streak going at the moment. Waterford playing much of the fourth quarter, trying not to lose this game. Seldom attacking the basket very aggressively. And they're running clock 30 feet away. Here's a dribble drive now by Haley Duff down the lane. Stripped to Jackson Center. Duff got it back, but she's on the baseline out of bounds. Tigers possession. Waterford scoreless here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center's put 9 on the board. Will the Tigers have enough offense? And a few more stops left defensively. Myers doubled in backcourt up to Elkert. Left corner to a teammate. Long three in the air. Around and out by Vanessa Winter. Rebound yanked down by Kern. Alley's got it for Waterford. Up the floor to Hannah Duff. Boy, the Tigers needed that one to fall. That would have put the pressure squarely on the back of the Waterford Wildcats. Here's Adams 20 feet away, dribbling right in front of the head coach. Another timeout by Waterford. Still yet to score in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center's got it to 5, 32-27. 2.5 remaining on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Waterford possession right in front of us with 2:16 to go in the game. Waterford dribbling, trying to draw fouls. Kennedy Reese reaches in and taps the arm of Megan Ball 25 feet out on the floor. Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins, the boys team in a regional semifinal against Lima Perry, trailed midway third quarter by 18, came all the way back, fell short, ran out of time, lost by two. Jackson Center girls were down 14 here with about 7:45 to go in this game. Waterford yet to score a point in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center has tallied 9 and has knifed a 14-point deficit down to 5. Will there be enough time left for Jackson Center? Waterford runs clock, dribbling out high. It's Dietz, 30 feet away. Dietz has a drive, an opening in the lane, running banker. Missed it, no good. She shot it. Oh, the Waterford coaching staff cringed. Jackson Center got the rebound. Reese up the right side of the floor. Kennedy's got to take care of the ball. Might have been fouled, no call. Threw it out back to Winter, now to Meyer. Huge possession for Jackson Center. Meyer starts a drive in the lane. Elkert, long three in the air, looks good. It is good! And Jackson Center's within two. 32-30. A minute 24 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Ball down the floor for Waterford, still yet to score in the fourth quarter. 35 feet out, Allie Kern, guarded by Kristen Ware. Kern starts a drive, pulls up baseline right, all the way to the rack. Rimmed it, no good, but a foul against Jackson Center. Boy, the last two timeouts Waterford has taken, you can bet the message has been, ladies, we can't win this game without scoring more points. So Kern took the advice and powered to the rim right there, attracted a two-shot foul. With a minute 3 left in the fourth quarter, that's it. Jackson Center with a stellar rally has pumped in 12 straight points over the first 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. Two big free throws here for Allie Kern of Waterford. The first, a lot of rim, bouncing, it's good. Front rim, backboard again, and in. She is a soft-touch shooter, marvelous from long range. Second free throw, clunk, hit the rim, no. Rebounded by Clark in backcourt to Meyer, to Reese. Reese, middle of the floor, nearly lost it, gave it to Meyer. Tigers need a three to tie. Here's Winter, baseline right around a player, all the way to the rim, banked it home. Here come the Tigers, within one now. 50 seconds to go, great play by Winter. Tremendous second half by Vanessa. 45 ticks left in the clock. Again, a Waterford timeout. Jackson Center's put the pressure on. 45.6 to go in the fourth. Waterford 33. Jackson Center 32. Back in 60 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The character and resilience displayed by these Jackson Center girls are amazing. It looked like Jackson Center was going to be thumped. Down by 14, 32-18, starting the fourth quarter of play, Jackson Center has outscored Waterford 14-1 here in the fourth. Waterford possession, midcourt, 45.6 to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers trail by one, 33-32. Here is Ware, all over Kern at the timeline, fouled her. That was one of those unintentional, intentional fouls. And that personal foul on Jackson Center is the team's sixth. So on the next personal foul by Jackson Center, Waterford will have to go to the stripe for the pressure, one and one. Ball handed in play to Kern at midcourt. Kern picks up her dribble. Again, checking closely is Ware, who covers her up with both arms. Personal foul against Jackson Center, 39.9 to go at the free throw line, one and one. Allie Kern for Waterford, who a moment ago made the first of the bonus, earned the second, and pulled the string on the second one. She was short. 1 point lead, Waterford. Free throw, Kern, and she nails it. Clutch shot by Allie Kern. Boy, she's been money in the bank all day long for Waterford. Second free throw by Kern. She's got 16 points now on the afternoon for Waterford as she swishes the next free throw to make it a three-point game, 35-32. 39.9 left here in the fourth quarter. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors: Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, plus the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thank you very much. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, shout outs to them. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, owned by Adam Rice, REISS. That's in Anna near McCartyville. On-time, high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens at Adams Tech Solutions. Call 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Waterford's committed three fouls. Waterford can afford to be very aggressive defensively. Jackson Center ball, 37 seconds to go in the game. Tigers down three. Elkert to Reese, 30 feet out. Will the Tigers shoot a three or pound it down inside? They're down three. 25 seconds left. Here's a skip pass, right corner, Cameron Elkert. Bounces to Meyer, who chucks up a three. It looks good. She's got it! She's got it! Cassie Meyer swished it. Unbelievable comeback for the Jackson Center Lady Tigers. Cassie Meyer made it look like it was practice. Two or three players gathered around Cameron Elker deep in the right corner, and she was able to swing a bounce pass back over to Cassie Meyer straight on, and she sized up the long three. We had a good look at it. Cassie was right in front of us, between us and the hoop, and it was right on line all the way. Question was distance, and it was there. Didn't touch the rim. We're tied at 35, 18.3 to go in the fourth. An unbelievable comeback by the Jackson Center Tigers. An amazing fourth quarter rally. The Tigers trailed 32-18 with 7.5 to go in this game after a three-point third quarter by Jackson Center. It was 32-18. Three free throws by Kern here in the fourth for Waterford. Meanwhile, Jackson Center has rallied with 17 points, outscoring Waterford 17-3 here in the fourth period. Waterford's got the ball at the end of the floor. Keep in mind now, Jackson Center's over the limit. Waterford would get the one and one. It could come down to this very last possession by Waterford. Tigers are full court pressing. You can bet the ball will go into the hands of Megan Ball. She retrieves in backcourt. She's 70 feet away. Dribbles up against Reese over the timeline. 13 to go. Ball 40 feet out. Left side pass, Haley Duff. Reese on ball, 20 feet out. 6 to go. Ball on the arc. Swings it to Kern. She bobbled momentarily. Gave it to Hannah Duff down the lane. Hannah Duff all the way to the rim. Good! Good! The buzzer sounds. It's all over. A brilliant drive to the basket. It was Haley Duff who got the two-pointer for Waterford as the Jackson Center Tigers had defended Allie Kern and Megan Ball beautifully on the arc. They could not penetrate the top of the circle, but taking the bull by the horn was Haley Duff. She found a little crease in the Jackson Center defense. She started her drive with about 3.5 seconds to go and laid it up on the iron as the buzzer sounded. In it went. And the Jackson Center Tigers are beaten in a thriller, 37-35. That was Waterford's only field goal of the fourth quarter, and it came at the buzzer and decides this game. And it turned out to be a terrific girls' D4 regional semifinal, won in thrilling fashion by Waterford over Jackson Center, which suffers a heartbreaking defeat. 37-35, Waterford by two in one heck of a girls' D4 regional semifinal here at the Scheidenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. Well, we want to wish the very best to these Jackson Center seniors, and there are several of them: Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware. Again, Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware, all seniors for Jackson Center. Two state volleyball championships for them. Two trips to the basketball state Final Four. A setback this year to Waterford, which just occurred seconds ago. Waterford on a buzzer-beating drive down the lane to win it. And again, the field goal was made by Haley Duff. Haley, a good drive to the basket. And Jackson Center was shading a player and a half, maybe two players at times, in that last possession by Waterford toward Allie Kern and Megan Ball. Waterford took the ball out of bounds with in excess of 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter and didn't penetrate the three-point line till about 4 or 5 seconds left, when Haley Duff on a weave took the ball ahead of the key and slashed to the basket right down the lane. And she got a very good look. Jackson Center didn't foul. A little teardrop right in front. Didn't use the backboard. She lobbed it up and in. And it hit the rim on its way down through. No doubt about it. It did beat the buzzer. And Jackson Center is nipped at the wire, 37-35. We pay tribute to these Jackson Center seniors. We just ran down the list a moment ago. Outstanding student athletes, great ambassadors for the Jackson Center community, all of Shelby County, and for the Jackson Center sports teams, of course. Jackson Center edged at the wire today by Waterford, 37-35, even though Jackson Center outscored Waterford 17-5 in the fourth quarter. Similar theme here today experienced by Jackson Center, as was experienced by the Fort Loramie boys in the regional semifinal at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on Tuesday. The boys were down midway third quarter by 18 in that game, 42-24, closed with a valiant comeback, only to suffer a two-point loss, 52-50. Jackson Center, a similar outcome here today, falling by 2 to Waterford, 37-35, after falling behind by 14 with 7.5 minutes to go in this game. A 17-3 outburst by Jackson Center in the fourth over the first 7.5 minutes tied this game up at 35 all, but the field goal by Duff of Waterford at the buzzer wins it for the Wildcats. Taking a look at the official scoring, Cassie Meyer wound up with 4 of 10 from the floor. She had 10 points, 2 of 4 behind the arc. Cameron Elkert, 2 of 6 from behind the arc. Both baskets made threes. Kennedy Reese, 1 of 6 in field goals, 1 of 2 behind the arc. Olivia Clark, a field goal for 2 points. Vanessa Winter, 3 buckets, 4 missed threes. 7 points for Vanessa. She was 1 of 2 at the line. Kristen Ware, by the way, a point, 1 of 2 at the line. Alicia Kessler had 6 points. Very good second half by Alicia and by Vanessa. Alicia, 3 of 6 from the floor, wound up with 6 points. Only 10 free throws shot in this game. Jackson Center was 2 of 4, Waterford 5 of 6. Jackson Center wound up shooting 14 of 42 from the floor, 5 of 16 from the line. Waterford, 14 of 38 from the floor, 4 of 11 from the three-point line. Turnover column, 12 Jackson Center, 11 Waterford. Waterford had just 2, I think, through the first half, as miscues haunted Waterford in the second half and helped enable Jackson Center to come from behind, as the Tigers played very stingy defense in that fourth quarter. It was 9-9 after 1. Waterford led at the halftime break, 20-15, and Waterford stretched the lead all the way out to 32-18 after three quarters. Jackson Center had a miserable three-point third period. Tigers outscored Waterford 17-5 in the fourth, but simply ran out of time. You can ask Fort Loramie boys about that story, as the Redskins were beaten 52-50 by Lima Perry on Tuesday night. Outstanding season for the Jackson Center Tigers, who close out the campaign with a mark of 23-5. Only the Tigers' fifth setback of the entire year, losing to New Knoxville and Fort Loramie in back-to-back games after winning the first 7, then dropped games to Minster starting the second half of the year and Duver Sales in the next-to-last game. The Tigers with a great tourney run, beating Fairlawn and Mississinewa Valley and Troy Christian in sectional action, defeating Cincinnati Christian by 11 for a district title, Tri-Village by 13 in the regional semis, and Minster by 4 in the regional championship game before losing here to Waterford today, 37-35. Great coaching job turned in by Jeff Reese and his staff. Just not quite enough time here this afternoon, early evening against Waterford. Had there been another minute, who knows? Jackson Center was really feeling it. The shots were falling. The threes were going in late in this game, just as they were in the first quarter. It simply was not a 32-and-a-half-minute game. It was a 32-minute contest, and Waterford eked it out with a buzzer beater at the close. Once again, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. A moment ago, we ran down the anchors for you. These additional ones, Vanbauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between. It's out of this world. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Lauderdale, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The motto at Primary Eye Care, healthy vision for a lifetime, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Locations in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center for Primary Eye Care Associates. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. On the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. On scoresbroadcast.com with us since the basketball tournament last March, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items at Adams Tech Solutions, like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Don't forget, we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, Versailles Tigers play Winchester Eastern in a girls Division III state semifinal. We hope one of our Tigers teams can win. Versailles is a favorite to beat unranked Winchester Eastern tomorrow. And we've got the action for you, pregame at 2:30, tip time at 3 here on scoresbroadcast.com. And hopefully later in the afternoon on Saturday, we will have a state final for you featuring the Versailles Tigers. The ladies, of course, have got to win in the game tomorrow to advance on to the state championship game, which would be held at 5:15 on Saturday. We would be on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at about 4:45. Again, that Versailles girls state semifinal is at 2:30 tomorrow. Versailles Tigers 25-3 against Winchester Eastern 26-1. It's a tall Eastern team, but it's a club that has not played the grinding schedule the Versailles girls have played, that's for sure. So many thanks to Chuck McBee, who's been with us all year long, in excess of 100 webcasts here on scoresbroadcast.com. He has been our tireless stat man, color man, on-site engineer. Rhett Jish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, has been with us here today. John Hemp from John Hemp Imagery taking photographs for us here today. He's been at courtside too, one of our fine underwriting sponsors, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. One more game for sure in this 2016-17 school year here on scoresbroadcast.com, or I should say football, volleyball, girls, boys, basketball school year. We could very likely have some baseball or softball district, regional, and state action coming up this spring in May and early June. But we have brought you over 100 high school football, volleyball, boys and girls webcast to this point. Chuck McBee, obviously, an enormous part of it. He is in Florida with his family. Rhett Jish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, has been alongside here today. A real tough loss to take for the Jackson Center girls, who were beaten at the buzzer by Waterford. Jackson Center led at 1.94 in the first quarter, hitting 3 early threes. Waterford assumed control of the game in the third quarter, as well as late in the second, with a good pressing defense and some fine outside shooting. But in the end, the Jackson Center Lady Tigers came from behind and outscored Waterford in that fourth quarter to the tune of 17-5. Waterford didn't get a field goal in the fourth quarter until the final basket was made of this game as the buzzer sounded. So for Chuck McBee, for John Hemp Imagery, for Rhett Gish, our scores broadcast.com chief engineer, until tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at the Shot and Scene Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. Again, the final score in the girls' D4 state semifinal, Waterford 37, Jackson Center 35.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.